Blog Talk Radio.
Model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPA, Infinity Powerhouse. The source for models, talent, ads, and media is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including the Gucci Style, TM and CSM magazine, and IPH magazine.
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my co-star.
IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brand on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazine, visit them at infinitypowerhouse.com or send an email to infinitypowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I, IPH, bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront. Next model or superstar?
Welcome, welcome, everyone. I'm so excited today. We are actually live in our office space. I call it showcase space, and just super excited for all the great things that are happening. On today, we have a great lineup. Elusive, out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, rapper, videographer. Olivia Jennings, a model, recently signed with Top Models and Talents Network, and also the VP of Gold Star Magazine. I call him CEO, CS for life. And he will be joining us also on today. And so I just want to give y'all some shout-outs to some great people that we have that I've actually just met within the last 48 hours. How interesting is that when you actually come across meeting people and they make things happen? I'm going to be on a showcase, a radio show, that I'll share a little bit more with that coming up for which will happen on the 22nd of February. And I'm super excited. It's a local radio show station here, gospel. Definitely our beliefs. My purpose and place is through my spiritual walk with God and how God is leading me in the direction to do all the things that I'm able to do. Someone asks often, how could you do all of this? And where is this coming from? And I have to say, I give it all to God. I really, really do. On last evening, I went to a workout, actually photo shoot. I was meeting this young man. His name is Dwayne Webb, out of Fayetteville. He's in a soldier in the military here in Fort Bragg, and he has this an exercise camp, which they do exercise, I believe, on Monday, Tuesday, and also on Thursday. And so I'm putting out some information about what I experienced last night. It was such an exciting moment where it was so much spiritual, where we prayed before we even actually moved forward further in that evening. A professional photographer came out of Columbia came and shot us as well. And just to be able to be a part of it, it's like if I was a part of it all the whole entire time. Met a lot of wonderful women who love it. So I will definitely be going back. He does free workouts. The location is at College Lakes Rec Center, off of Rose Hill Road in Fayetteville. Definitely, he is on Facebook, and his name is Dwayne Webb, and he's doing big, big, big things. So I'll share a little bit more about that with him. I'm going to go ahead and now actually get our guest on. And who we have here? Hello, are you there? Hello, hi, this is Darlene. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me okay? I see two callers. Elusive, is that you?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
Okay, and also I believe Olivia, is that you on the line too?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, wonderful. Great, welcome everyone. How y'all doing on today?
Hey. I'm good. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it is a beautiful day. Yes, I love it. I've been out earlier and I really didn't need a big coat or anything, but I was able to enjoy the weather and everything. So welcome aboard, everyone. we actually, at this point in time, Isabel's actually coming into the office, so hopefully he'll be here soon, and we'll connect with him. But we're going to go ahead on with our conversation, our chat. So what's been happening lately with you, Olivia? Share with the world what's been going on with you.
Well, I have currently been connecting with some photographers out in Atlanta who want to do some work and stuff with me. So that's currently what's going on now. I have a couple of upcoming shoots and events coming up in March. So I'm a little excited about that. I also have a shoot coming up this coming Sunday as well. So that's the update with me.
Okay. Yes, yes. So listen, this is Olivia. I know y'all met at the photo shoot, not the photo shoot, at the video shoot with Cos.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. So great. So tell us, actually, Olivia, what's been going on with you, and what we expect to hear that is coming up next with you as well.
Since the Cos video shoot and the launch of the video, I've just been busy. You know, the video's been doing real well. I've been taking on more clients. I'm actually headed right now. I'm on the road headed to Wilson right now to go shoot for a couple of artists. Not this weekend, but next weekend. I have a bunch of shows lined up. I have at least two shows I'll be performing at in South Carolina, as well as Wilmington. I'll be going to the radio, 104.5. Debut a new single off the project. I'm excited for that. Hopefully, I can get Olivia. You know, we can chop it up. I'm thinking about shooting a video for it too. So.
Yes, of course. I'm in. And congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
And Olivia just had reached out to me earlier, and she often does this. And a lot of times when we looking and reviewing so many different messages and mails that are coming through, I believe it's so cute when she said, and she's willing to do it too. She's like, well, do I come there? I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, we need more active models like that. That's
right.
Yeah,
right.
See,
big supporter.
Yeah.
She is on it. I love it. I really, really, really love it. There are times where, you know, I know Olivia, as things get even bigger and better, simply I'm going to be like, Olivia, your jet is awaiting you. So get on the jet. It's right there now at the But I think it's so cute when I see it, that really speaks volumes to me. You want what you want, and definitely I know that we're working on so many different avenues to bring forth in all things. So I just say definitely it's coming. It's all coming. It's going to even get better. And I'm just super excited. I do know with Gold Star, that was one of the magazines I wanted you to connect with also. So that's something that today, hopefully, as I say, CS for Life will be here in the building so you can actually talk with them. If not, then you all can connect as well on your own. But so, Olivia, I know that with me, some different areas of opportunities coming up for you too, where you'll be working with me, and I have a lot of other things lined up. So definitely we can talk, you know, off record, you know, as far as letting you know. Well, I can let you know basically is the Durham Fashion Week that is coming out of Durham, and then there is NCS Fashion Week that'll be a little bit more further in May, and then also some other like a couple of other things we haven't got confirmation yet. But I will definitely let you know. So I'm excited to know that this is even an avenue opening up for you as well.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Great.
Beautiful year. It's going to be a good year.
Yeah, it's going to be a good year. I know. I was chatting with, I had a meeting prior to this, and the meeting was in range in reference to actually looking for writers for the magazine. And also for videos, photographers for the network. So that went well as well. So I want to put out there and let the listeners and everybody know that I'm working on it. It's not moving as fast as I want it, but a lot of times, you know, it takes time for things to happen because I want that network already available out there to everybody. So it definitely is coming. Also, we actually was able to speak with with actually an actor out of, I would say, Hollywood, I would say, and he's done over 35 movies. He is definitely interested in joining our network, and the one that I just started for the celebrities. And I was actually in the middle of the road there trying to decide, did I want to separate it? And the reason why I am going to separate it is because it's just two different entities, some at a level where they've done over, some of them have done over 40 movies. And I want it still to connect where I'll connect the aspiring with the professionals, but I'm going to do a little different with them because all of the things that they have done and they have paved the way in so many ways. So I definitely am excited about that new door open for IPH. I knew it was coming. I just didn't have the confirmation from God of what to do with it. Now I have it, so we're going to run with it. So many other doors are going to open up. Photographers, videographers, they are looking to be exposed just like someone who just started yesterday. They just as thirsty as they were the day they started. And I say thirsty because they excited and they want it. They see all the exposure that we're doing with Top Models and Talent Scouts, and they're asking questions. And when they start requesting to be your friend and you don't even, you know, have any requests them, that speaks volumes. So I'm psyched, and I thank God for that. Yeah.
Right.
So, Kusum, how was your Valentine's Day? What did you do for Valentine's?
I actually was working on Valentine's. I have Valentine's, so I surrounded myself with work, you know.
But did I put you on the spot? I don't mean to put you on the spot. Olivia, what
I actually didn't do anything. I actually went to work for half the day as well, and then I spent the other half with my kids. I actually took them to an all-you-can-eat food restaurant, so they were my Valentine.
I should have hit Olivia.
It was
that's Olivia, how many kids? You have two kids, and what are the ages?
I have two. My son, he will be 9 next month, and my daughter will be 6 in May.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And I know I've done the Valentine's Day thing with my kids. After they got older, I leave it up to their boyfriend and their husband one day when they do get that. But I used to bubble bath, put the roses in their bubble bath. I used to do, like, send them something, whether it in college or school, send them, like, a gift basket with little treats in it and then flowers and give them, jewelry. So I guess they said now that they're in their little 20s, they said, well, we don't get those things anymore. I'm like, no, y'all don't.
You didn't do a prom this year?
I know, I sure didn't. I haven't done it in a while, actually. I used to go way out with my girls for Valentine's. That was like Christmas to me. Like most people would celebrate Christmas and go all the way out and buy all these gifts. I didn't do that. Valentine's was like birthdays, and Valentine's was the time that I would do it. But I did things throughout the year. But it was just so fun, so much fun to do that. Christmas was a lot of times, overrated with a lot of the, how much money you can really spend on other
Definitely.
Things. So, yeah, so I look at it that way. Yes. So, Olivia, with that being said, on social media, what would you say that, as far as the other people who want to get into the industry, what would you say to them? What type of insight could you give them?
My advice would be if you have like a passion or a desire, if you have like a passion to do something, like push a little harder, even though it seems like the struggle might be hard and you might not be getting nowhere at the moment, like just keep pushing forward with it because eventually there's light on the other end. So I would just say just never give up on what it is that you're doing because the minute that you give up, you don't know 10 years from now, you don't know where you could have been at if you stay there and you tried. So that's what I would say. I wouldn't let age or anything, I wouldn't let that get in the way. Because I have a lot of people that say, oh, well, I'm 20-something years old or I'm whatever. And I tell people all the time, well, I'm 28 and I got 2 kids and I'm still pushing for my dream. So, I'm not going to give up and I'm getting, somewhere. So I just tell people just if it's your desire, just don't give up because you'll have regrets later.
Right. You would. And I totally agree with you with that. What you have to say about that, Lucas, do you feel the same way?
No, I definitely feel the same way. And I was thinking that in my mind, it was like I was getting ready to. I worked at Applebee's. I was a server, and I was still, you know, an artist and doing the video stuff. But I was just like, okay, it came to the point last year before summer. I didn't want to work for anybody. I really wanted to give what I wanted to do 100% of my attention. And so I did. And then, you know, it got rough. But then right when I called my job to go back, they told me I had to have open availability and all this stuff, but I still want to do my thing. And I met Koss. I shot his video. And then I met you, Darlene. And then things just changed.
Yeah.
I didn't go back. Like she was saying, you, no matter how hard it gets, you might want to quit or give up, or like, I'm just going to go back to, you know, what I know is easy money, or the constant, or the steady check. Just stay at it. You'll never know. Not saying 10 years from now, but you never know. Somebody might want to work with you that next day, that next week. You know, go to that next event or something, and so just stay at it. Give it 100%. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it.
Right, and I'm there with you all.
Yeah.
Long and steady wins the race. Like, you know, it ain't gonna come. Nothing yeah. easy, or you know, nothing worth having comes easy.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and I was actually talking with a young girl yesterday. She was taking business courses, and I told her that I majored in business over almost 30 years ago. And the experience of what I've learned in my business courses is what I'm using a lot today. And I say it stays with you, even though you don't do it, may not do it right then. It's going to be a part of your life forever. So even though, you know, some people go to take courses, but the web has made it so big now. I tell everyone, you want to go and pay thousands of dollars to go to school, you can actually go to school online yourself. Just Google it. It'll tell you whatever you want to do. Go to ask.com and say anything you want to know and line it up for
you.
So
I'm here to say that I haven't went to school for none of the video stuff that I've done.
Wow.
I'll say that on record. Like, everything that I've done, I've learned probably from some 13-year-old on YouTube. With a squeaky they do have on free online seminars and stuff like that. Even for modeling, for artists too, how to teach you how to rap, how to pose, how to all that.
Right.
It's just how bad do you want it?
Wow. Well, I know, and just before
I got three kids
call,
and I can't afford it.
Yeah.
No.
Got to get it by any means.
Got to get it. You got to be on it. Got to definitely be on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh huh. Well, I just recently, just a moment ago, more of an R&B singer / rapper. He's going to be in a group as well. He's going to model, and he just signed up with our company. And his name is Jamel Vance. I'm going to upload information shortly to Facebook once we get off here. But what's interesting about it is because of Koss, I met him, and his daddy, you probably know him, his dad's name is Charles Collier. He did some graphic designs for Koss, I believe, on one of the CDs.
Yeah.
So his son.
I think I just recently talked to him, actually.
Okay, great. His son actually is a great singer and also a great rapper in this group that no one has. They said they haven't even put it out there yet, but when they come out, they're going to blow people away. So I even mentioned the Koss. I said, Koss, have you thought about starting your own label yet? He was like, yeah, I've thought about it. So I think you need to go ahead and start your own label. Yeah.
They got a lot of talent out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought it was just Koss, and lo and behold, there's a lot. There's a lot out there.
It's a lot. Yeah, so I'm super excited about that, and just my, you know, just getting him connected. And I said, you know, as far as getting him out there, so he want to get into the model industry, and that's an area where that's going to put your exposure, and then you're out there able to network with, you know, so many other people as well who either have similar interests or either can make a difference. So I was telling him it's okay for you to, you know, to be a model. And I even told Koss that, too. You can model and you know, have it where it's versatile, that you can do, put your face on it. It's just going to give you even more exposure. So
the more lanes, the better. more money, the more exposure, the better. That's why I don't just I don't just rap. I learned that I don't. You can't just be an artist. I think somebody told me that in a consultation or something. So you just rap, and I was stuck on that. Like, yeah, I just rap. And he was like, okay, well, in this day and age, that's not gonna work. You gotta do something else.
And what takes place is that like exactly everything that you say. So Olivia, do you have any hidden other talent that we don't know? Do we need to go ahead and get a microphone in front of you also?
Let the truth set you free.
Well, I can sing, but it's not, it's never been like a profession or whatever. I used to just be like lead in the choir, in the youth choir, of course, when I was in church and, when I got older and stuff. But, I mean, I don't really think there's something. I've always wanted to act. I felt like I'm a really, really, really good actor, but, I mean, I would say that's about it. Maybe there's something else hidden in there that I don't know nothing about.
Yeah, and it's just as simple as that, Olivia. What people do, of course, acting class is really great to have under your belt. But there are times, you get sent on a call to go to an acting cast, and you read for them, and they like it, and then you could blow up that way. You just never know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, everyone, I just want to let you all know this weekend. It's going to be busy for IPH. IPH is actually going to be, we have two different areas to go for us to show our faces at appearances and where we will get to chat with some of the models at both locations. And one is for Fashion Con. And that's one, Olivia, that I know that you didn't get to try out for, but I'm going to put out information about that. Hopefully you and definitely Elusive, that's one of the ones I want to talk to you about also. But Fashion Con will be on the 27th of February. And so, Olivia, if you could put that on your calendar, hopefully you can come down that weekend and go to that show. For Fashion Week, Fayetteville Fashion Week, that's coming up. And that's going to be in March the 16th. And hopefully you can actually come to that too. Also, that's another one that I want to talk with you about also. So it's a lot of great things happening. I am pretty much at this point where, we get offers all the time to appear somewhere. So it's getting to be where it's, where it's a place where we are grateful, but we have to actually make sure that now it's like I have to say, let me look at my calendar. Let me find and say anything. Let me look at my calendar. So I'm just excited about that in itself. And then with all the things that coming aboard with the April month showcase, and then also another big fashion show, one is going to be here and the one is going to be in Raleigh. That's going to, I want to say May for that. Antonio Dwayne Jones, he is the photographer, but he hosts a lot of different fashion shows. And a lot of times you do food versus fashion. They'll have like a cook-off with the chef, and then they'll have like the food. And then have people, try it and, taste it and vote on the best cook, chef, and then the runway show. So that's exciting in itself as well. So anything else y'all want to put out there and let the world know about you all?
They'll see it.
No, just keep your face
it's all being
there.
Displayed.
Yes.
Where are you located, Olivia?
I am located in Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay.
Yes.
It's not too far. I'm going to actually be out that way for some work. Yeah.
Okay.
You say you were what?
I said I might actually be out that way for some work, for a shoot, for a video.
Really?
Yeah.
So are they, what type of shoot is it? Is it like for a rap song or?
No, it's actually an R&B singer.
R&B singer?
I got to shoot a couple videos out there for him.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wow.
So that's definitely a connection there. And with the city being big too. They should have a lot of other things coming up, and that's something we need to look into for you, Olivia, as well. Because I know Columbia's right there, and then you're in a really great place because Atlanta's not too far from you. Charlotte is not too far from you. And tomorrow, now, Olivia, tomorrow is a fashion ology open call. I'm not sure if you were following that on Facebook under me as well, but they have an open call, but that's at 2 o'clock tomorrow in Charlotte. And this is the one presented by Mercedes. This is the one presented by Mercedes-Benz, so they're doing a lot of big things with that as well. Yes. So what I'm going to do is give some shout-outs, and I'll let y'all give shout-outs, or either y'all can go first. Any shout-outs y'all want to give to anybody before we close out?
Just shout-out IPH, CS for Life. All my throw that E people, TT, shout out all the chicks that was in Cost video. Shout out everybody that participated in Cost video. Shout out Cost, shout out Cost. That's my dude, man. He got me popping right now this year, and I appreciate that. He's a good dude. I don't know if people know that, but he really a genuine dude. So
he is. He was actually Olivia. We went to his birthday party about 3 weeks ago, I would say, and I left. And it was so funny because it was cute. I had another event to go to that evening. So I said, well, I'll come over to your house, for about an hour, have a drink or so. So I got there. I got so comfortable and so relaxed. I was like, oh, my God, I can't even make it. I don't even want to leave. But he can cook. He was talking about it. He was like, yeah, I can cook. I was like, normally when people say they can cook, normally they can.
Yeah.
So he was just nurturing, do all of the above to make sure the food came out good. And when I tell y'all that those ribs were good, oh my God, it was good. So I left my jacket at the house, and he called me moments ago, just before the show, and said, well, he want to bring the jacket and everything. So I said, oh, okay, but That is so cool. So
cool. That was nice.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and give shout out to, this is actually something happened on the February the 27th again. Do You Love You? That's what it's called. And it's by Cake and Coffee Connection. Really cute flyer I have here. This is going to be off of 211 Rowan Street, and this in Fayetteville, North Carolina. The topics of discussion will be how to improve your health and wellness, enhancing your beauty, and tips from a life coach. Prize will be giveaways and pampering session. So that's definitely something that, listeners and everybody, if y'all want to tune in, go to that. The number that can be reached is 910-476-4839. So awesome, done with that. Again, I want to bring back to the forefront about Dwayne Webb. Just met him just recently. He's doing big things as far as working out. It's free workouts that he's actually promoting and having everyone. I think some of them have been working out with him for 6 months. So I went yesterday, and it was a part of just meeting him. He wanted to do some writing for the magazine on workouts, and I'm going to pretty much probably talk to him also about financial matters, because he want to help those out with financial matters as well, how to actually save money and do things. Also, I met this young man by the name of Raymond Johnson. He's actually one of the hosts, and I want to make sure I have it right. WIUD. Have you heard of that, Raymond? I'm not Raymond. Have you heard of that, Elusive?
No. Can't say I have.
Yeah, it's W. Have you? Because with me, if it's not in front of me, I might mess it up. So I'm going to look it up right quick and make sure I have it right. So it's WIDU.
WIDU
is the radio station that I will be on the 22nd of February, talking with Raymond Johnson and also the owner there. And he came and did a show with me yesterday, and a very, very interesting to talk with him. A lot of the insights, everything I was saying, he was writing it down, and I was like, what is he writing over there? But he just wanted to make sure he had to talk it back over, any questions that he had. And then we did a quick lunch, and it was nice. So I was super excited about that as well. So shout out to him and his wife. They have, it's called Soothing Mind PLLC, Felicia Johnson, and Child and Adolescent Therapist. That's what she does here off of Rayford Road. So her number is 910-771-4499. So I'm super excited about that as well. He also have here Raymond Johnson Jr., President CEO, and his number here is 706-464-8120. So they're doing big things as a married couple, doing big things. I also want to put out there, everyone, that Pop Miles and Talent contest will start again tonight at 11:59. Olivia, did you see your information in there?
Actually, no, I didn't. I didn't see anything. I just got the email that you gave me, but I didn't see anything like on Facebook or anything, and I couldn't open up the link.
Yeah, so what we did, we're going to just continuously to keep everyone in. We're not going to take them out of that that area, only the person who won last week. And then at the end of the month, who has, you know, who have the overall at the finale show would win. So you in the contest, honey. We went ahead and put people in the contest because at this point, you, of course, we want everybody to be partake and be able to get even more exposure with it. So definitely be looking out for some the link that I have Yasmin reshare with you all again. And next, let's see what else I have before we close out is let's see here. The magazine from LaGucci just came out last week. It's doing really well for our statistics. Everyone loving it. And who made the cover? My daughter. We had people that sent information in about wanting to, why they're in a relationship. And some people, they didn't meet the cut prior to deadline time. So, of course, prior to selling it, I had other people to review it and made the decision. And not because of me, that there's my daughter. They were selected from a panel of people who actually looked at it from the standpoint of reading this, their story. So I'm excited that they made the cover. And happily in love. That's what it's all about. Happily in love. So
congratulations.
This is what someone said. Someone, are you trying to get them to get married? And I was like, no, I didn't. That wasn't one of the questions we asked about when, because that could have been one of the questions. When are y'all gonna get married? But nah, I said nah. Whenever it happens, you know. And how life is, some things, you know, go to the finish line, and some, you know, some situation doesn't. But in actuality, they're enjoying life and they enjoy each other, and I respect that as a mother, and I'm pretty sure his family did too. So kudos out there to Iman and also Patrick, who was the cover model, not models, but cover story for our LaGucci magazine centered around Valentine's Day. Woo! Great job. So everyone, before we close out, we're going to do one more commercial, and if y'all can just hold on for a bit. While we get the commercial up and working, and then after that, we're going to close out.
IPH, Models, Talent, Ads, and Media, where we promote, showcase, and feature. IPH, Models, Talent, Ads, and Media is looking for new talent, models that would like to break into the entertainment business. IPH, Models, Talent, Ads, and Media is also looking for new advertising and media clients that would like to bring a professional staff to get the job done. IPH, Models, Talent, and Media. You can visit us on the web at infinitypowerhouse.com. infinitypowerhouse.com. IPH, Models, Talent, and Media.
Great. And I give shout out to Myron Grace, who did that wonderful commercial, and also Sean Garvey, who did the commercial at the top of the call. Again, I will be on their show, Sean Garvey's show out of Atlanta. I was on People's TV within their studio, and first time ever being in a studio as far as television. So I'm super excited to see that on tomorrow. So I'll have more information, everyone, with that lineup. So if nothing else be said from Elusive, I thank you for tuning in and joining in with us and your travels. And also, yep. Olivia, thank you so much also. Thank you both for being on our show. So at the sound, at the count, when we get to three, I want y'all to say, live your dream. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Yeah, y'all ready? One, two, three.
Live your dream.
Live your dream.
That's right. Live your dream, everybody. That's what it's all about. Putting God in the forefront and letting him walk you through those doors, open those doors, and lead you within the path that he wants you to go. Y'all have a great day, and thank y'all for tuning in. Goodbye, everybody.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye now.